This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Afghanistan, heavy bombing is reported today around the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif, where Taliban forces are dug in against rebel fighters. In the past 2 days, as many as 80% of U.S. airstrikes have been directed at Taliban frontline positions and coordinated with the opposition forces. Yesterday, for the first time, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld disclosed that U.S. ground troops are in Afghanistan working with the anti-Taliban rebels there.
We do have some military people on the ground. They're in the north, and we've had others in the ground who've come in and out on the south. They are military, uniformed military personnel who are assisting with resupply, assisting with communications liaison, assisting with targeting, and providing the kind of very specific information which is helpful to the air effort. And because they are there now, the effort has improved in its effectiveness over what had been the case previously.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld joining me now is NPR's Tom Gelton. Good morning.
Good morning.
This news about U.S. troops on the ground in Afghanistan has been expected for some time, hasn't it?
Yeah, there have been many reports about U.S. troops on the ground, and defense officials have in fact said this previously, but never openly. In fact, just this past week, Rumsfeld harshly criticized a newspaper report about U.S. troops doing exactly what Rumsfeld himself now says they're doing. He said publishing that information put individual U.S. soldiers at risk in Afghanistan, and now Rumsfeld has volunteered the information, actually even went a bit beyond what had been reported in the press. I think it's another indication that the Defense Department under Donald Rumsfeld really does want to tightly control the release of information about this war effort to release that information essentially on its own schedule.
How many U.S. troops?
Just a few dozen, fewer than 100 anyway. And they are, in Rumsfeld's words, as he said, doing liaison work with the opposition forces there, primarily the Northern Alliance, the rebel group in the north. And they're doing a couple of things. The first is that they are coordinating U.S. aid efforts there. The United States is providing those troops with food and ammunition and other supplies. And these liaison specialists communicate what is needed and where so those supplies can get sent in there. The other thing, and this is the more important thing, these officers are helping to target U.S. airstrikes. They are essentially spotters, identifying what targets should be hit in order to help the Northern Alliance troops make progress against the Taliban.
How do they do that?
Well, these guys are what's called forward air controllers. They're specialists, specially trained for this, and they'll be deployed near the front line, actually with the Northern Alliance fighters. They'll actually be in a position to see, for example, which Taliban tanks and artillery units are firing at them. And then they can talk over the radio with U.S. pilots in the air and say, "You see that tank down there between those two trees? Hit it." And if that's not enough, they can actually point to the tank with a special laser, and the U.S. pilot can then zero in on that laser point and guide his bomb to it.
And should that make a big difference for rebel forces?
Conceivably, it can, because it means that when they do launch an offensive against the Taliban forces, it can be a coordinated air-ground assault, essentially a ground assault with close air support, which is a very modern way of fighting. So theoretically, it should make a big difference. We'll see when and if the rebel groups actually launch an offensive in the next few days around Mazar-e-Sharif in the north, where they've repeatedly promised something.
And does the U.S. want them to move on Mazar-e-Sharif now?
The fact that 80% of U.S. airstrikes were directed in the last day on frontline positions would certainly indicate that the United States is anxious now for the Northern Alliance to do something. Of course, U.S. officials say that it's up to the Northern Alliance to make that judgment. But in the area around Mazar-e-Sharif in particular, it's a very important strategic area for transportation. If the Northern Alliance were to take control of Mazar-e-Sharif before winter, it would make it a whole lot easier to get aid in there in the coming winter months.
NPR's Tom Gelton.